Good evening, everyone. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee. We have not attained quorum. Tonight we have with us a guest who's our external auditor, our new auditor, Mr. Tony Pohl, and he's going to brief us on the scope of the audit. I am Nia Bediako, the chair, and on the call we have Evelyn Bethune, Lisa Davis, Jack Van Aken, and Sean Casey O'Brien, and as I mentioned before, our guest, Tony Pohl. So, Tony, go ahead. You have the floor.
Thank you, Nia.
You're welcome.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Tony Pohl. I'm with PMB Helin Donovan. I believe I might have spoken to several of you last, whenever it was, August, September, when I was interviewed by telephone by the committee. One of the required standards that has taken effect this past year is that the auditor meet with either in person or in camera with the audit committee to one, discuss their approach to the audit, and secondly to find out if the audit committee has any concerns. At the conclusion of the audit, we will meet once again and report to you our findings. After I was appointed the auditor, I contacted your prior accountant, Ross Wisdom. I traveled and met with him and reviewed his work papers and did my own internal due diligence about the Pacifica Foundation. As a consequence of that, we accepted the Pacifica Foundation as a client of the firm and started our audit procedures. The first step was in the time frame, in the November time frame, and we were delayed without a doubt. I mean, it's now the week before Christmas; we're not quite wrapped up yet. I would expect that with now that we have you on the schedule, we'll be do a much better job in terms of getting the engagement scheduled. However, the process that we went through, I think it was the week before Thanksgiving, I had a senior accountant and an assistant spend approximately a week going through your internal control procedures. We have a whole list of checklists of questions and answers that what we try to do is get an understanding of the control consciousness of the organization. You know, is this a gun-toting, shooting from the hip kind of organization, or is there proper board governance within the organization with the appropriate levels of oversight? And we felt very comfortable that those levels of oversight were there. We probably will have some comments about controls, but I don't want to get into those yet. So as a result of we did some preliminary planning, as I said, looking at controls. We then left a list of items for the audits, for the accounting staff, and Lonnie and his people, for them to prepare for us, and 2 weeks ago we came back out into the field and are actually now in the process of concluding our work papers. We've taken a very traditional approach to the audit. We focus on areas where we felt there was risk for fraud, risk for material misstatement, and we try to understand the motivation of the organization and how people would be motivated to misinterpret or to misstate the financial statements. We confirmed cash for the pledges. We looked at, we got an understanding of the various phone drives that had happened since right before the end of the year, and try to analyze payments that would have been received that should be recorded as pledges. Lonnie and I had some discussions, and I wrote a memo about the accounting treatment and the recognition methodology for some.
Hi, this is Andrea.
Okay, Andrea, welcome. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Tony. Yeah. Go ahead, Tony.
I wrote a memo about revenue recognition procedures, not only for pledges that are just pledged, but what we call deferred revenues, where pledge members give credit card receipts, credit card numbers, so that we can charge their accounts. And I went through that accounting methodology with everybody. We did not confirm inventory. Inventories are fairly significant. They're about $130,000. Unfortunately, we were not appointed till after the end of the year, and we were unable to get a physical handle on the level of, you know, the items that we use for fulfillment. We're doing some tests on a spot basis now and seeing if we can roll back to get some level of satisfaction that the inventories that we're purporting that were on the balance sheet at June, September 30th were actually there. Everything else, accounts payable, the liabilities, we're able to go through and look at the disbursements made subsequent to the end of the year and conclude that through their appropriateness. So that's the approach that we're taking. We've also decided that we're visiting, in addition to looking at the national office, or you know, the national office, and we've also looked at three stations. This year we looked at Berkeley, Los Angeles, and New York, and we're spending 2 days out at each location, a day and a half to 2 days, from local people in the field. To go out and look at the controls and get a sense of the risk assessment at those locations, and then that will help us, you know, further develop our picture of the organization as a whole. Next year, probably we'll look at Houston and Washington, and perhaps one other station. So we will sort of rotate these on a periodic basis, so that all stations get a visit from us every other year or so. As I said, we're pretty much done with our detailed balance sheets testing. I think we will be out of the field before Christmas. We may have to come back. We're still missing some requests. I know we've made at Berkeley have not been forthcoming for information, and that's a little frustrating. But we're slowly getting it, and I think, you know. By the end of next week, we should be substantially complete with the audit, and then we'll just be drafting our reports thereafter. One of the things I wanted to ask the audit committee was if they had any concerns, any areas they felt concerned where they would like us to focus on.
Okay. It's now 8:18. Someone else just joined the call after Andrea, who joined about 2 minutes ago.
Oh, hi, Mia. That was Tracy from KPFA. I'm sorry for calling late.
Oh, no problem. No. So we do have seven. Okay, thank you. I'll take a stat. Oh, we have 11 minutes left. So let's use our time fairly here. Who would like to be on the stat?
Sean Casey O'Brien.
Okay. And Sean, so we just... Who else would like to be on the stack? That's it? Okay, so ask your questions. And Tony, we'll try to be brief so others will have other questions. Go ahead, Sean.
I will. Tony, I just wanted to ask, and I'm not sure if this is appropriate or not, but how much is your audit looking at things like, legal risk management and things like that? Because the third biggest cost we have in the network is legal fees, so... does your audit take that into account?
Well, you know, Sean, that's a great question. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not sure how to answer that. What we do as auditors, we look at your exposure to risk, exposure to lawsuits that you have or probable, that are likely or probable to become a reality. As such, the legal risk appraisal is something that's more of a management audit and a management perspective rather than a financial audit, even though the outcome is that you've got a very large legal fee. So I guess I'm sort of answering, thinking through your question.
Well,
you
understand my concern in terms of a audit over our finances when our third biggest expense is legal fees.
Right. Yeah. And that's Sean, that really is an issue. I know when I was a chair of a local hospital here in Alameda, a lot of board members had the ability to go directly to our external counsel to ask questions and set them on the way. And there came a point in time when, as the president, I said, no, this has to be channeled through the executive, the hospital administrator. Board members cannot go directly. Now, whether that's appropriate for Pacifica, I don't know. But that was one way we found we could control costs.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Tony. Anybody else have a question? Okay. Tony, let me just put up my calendar here. From February 29th through the 31st, that's when our in-person national board meeting will be held. And it will be in, Jack, in your area. I always get K and A confused.
Yeah, it's going to be in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And it's actually the 30th, Friday the 30th through February 1st, which is a Sunday.
Okay, so no meeting on. Okay, great. Now, normally, historically, Tony, the auditor would be introduced on Saturday, that would be the 31st.
Now, that's Saturday, January the 31st. I am in town.
Okay.
And it would be very easy for me to fly down for a meeting.
Okay.
Very easy for me to do that.
Right, and there you would present the audit report. But you and I will talk, between now and January 31st.
My recommendation would be that once we have the report concluded, that we meet with the auditor, meet with the audit committee once again to have them accept the report, if that's their protocol, before it goes to the national board.
Well, we can take a look at it, but the national board is the one who has the final say.
No,
and,
correct.
And you,
question of information, Madam Chair.
One second, please. As soon as I finish my sentence. And you said that January you'll be done with this?
Yes,
Tony?
Yeah. There's no doubt we will be done.
Around.
We will be done at the end of this month.
Okay. At the end of the month. So, should we schedule a meeting? What date should we schedule a meeting in January?
I will be on vacation from January 7th to January the 22nd.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So we'd have to do it that first week.
I'll be in Asia. I certainly couldn't. We're meeting by telephone. So, 8 p.m. East Coast time is 8 a.m. Asia time. So we can schedule that accordingly.
No, I wouldn't do that. Well, how about Monday, January? Tuesday, January 6th. Is that feasible for you, Tony?
That may be a little early.
Maybe
just a little too early.
Okay, so then we're going to have to do your Asia time. I was trying to save you from having to wake up 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no, I'm a morning person. It drives my wife nuts.
Okay, great. So then let's say, okay, members, what... You have any suggestions on dates? I should try to get this in now.
What about the 13th, January 13th, the following week, which is a Tuesday?
Yeah, that's not a very good day for me. I have a person to log that day. I just can't meet that day. How about the 14th? Is the 14th good for everybody on this call?
Okay, so far, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The hearing, no objections, 1:14 at 8:30, or should we do 8 o'clock?
I'm in on a conference call right now.
Okay, so we go back to our old time of 8:30.
Oh,
so you get half an hour sleep, Tony.
Yes, half an hour to be precise.
I'm running
okay.
out now to go to
you. I have a question for you. In terms of the receivables, how so far have you taken a look at the receivables?
Hi, girl.
Yes, we have, and the way we're looking at it, in fact, there's something that we want to follow up on the Memphis report in New York, and we'll do that early next week, because we will be in Manhattan next week. Everything ties out, except, as I said, we haven't quite gotten down the New York Memphis account to reconcile.
Okay. All right.
The Memphis account is for, just so everybody understands, that's your record of, that's your donor database.
Okay. And
pledges and receipts.
Based on what you've looked at so far, have you seen a problem with the way they were being recorded in prior years?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Is anybody else on the stack next? No one? Okay. 827, going once, going twice. No other questions? Okay. So, Tony, thank you very much, and thanks to the members, our very loyal members. We will talk on January 14th. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yes, January 14th, and you guys have a wonderful holiday, whatever you guys celebrate.
Right. Happy holidays.
Okay. Happy holidays
to everyone.
Okay, she's out.
Bye. Nia, are you going to be in New York next week?
Bye-bye, Nia.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I live in New York.
Okay,
bye-bye, Nia.
Bye, Andrea. Nia, I had a question.
Okay,
Nia,
somebody
asked, was it Tony who asked the question?
Oh, I'm going to be in Manhattan next week, and I was going to
ask
the order chair just so I could put a face to a name.
Yes. It would have to be during the day, though, because my nights are booked up. I had an opening Tuesday night, but my friend is coming from Pasadena, and I'm having dinner with her on the 23rd. So that was the only night I sort of had free.
If you have any time, 10 minutes or so, on the 24th, that would be great. If not, we'll do it another time.
During the day?
Yes.
Okay, during the day will work for me.
I'll email you and maybe we can...
Right, I was going to say we're on the live stream. I certainly don't want to give out my number on the live stream. although, whatever, it's not really private anymore, but... okay, so the 24th work during the day. So you'll give me a call, Tony, when you get here?
I will. I'll send you an email. I'll be at...
at the program.
Don't say it, Tony. Don't say it. You're on the live stream. Don't say it.
I'm sorry. I'll have to get you to
that.
Not a problem.
Here.
Is that here, Evelyn? Are you saying something, Evelyn?
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Okay.
Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Everybody.
And thanks, Jack. Thanks so much, Jack, for conferencing Tony in. Okay.
Good
night,
everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks, John.
Yeah.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.